You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Kat Brooks is an activist, actor, and now a candidate to lead the city. She was a major voice in advocating for Oscar Grant. She's the executive director of the Justice Team Network, an organization that helps people who are victims of state violence and criminalization. She told KLW's Janae Darden why she's ready for a new role.
I read that you said you were happy in your activism work, and then people encourage you to run for office. So if you were happy being an activist, what made you decide to run for mayor of Oakland?
Because I'll be happier living in a just and equitable Oakland, because I am deeply disturbed by the conditions our people are living in, because I have zero confidence in the moral compass of this current administration, and because I believe we have to work on both the inside and the outside for change. And I believe that with the support of the people, and this is the people's campaign, we can do good work on the inside and right the ship, because the ship needs to be course corrected desperately. This administration is setting a tone and tenor that says that this is a city that belongs to a chosen few of us, or for people that are newly coming, and the rest you need to be pushed as far to the margins as possible. And the truth is that those cranes are going to keep coming, but they're just going to start marching east. That's what's coming if we don't interrupt this now.
Because some people are saying East Oakland, which is usually what I cover, is the last frontier.
Absolutely.
As far as the wave of change that's coming, mm-hmm. that some people would call gentrification. Mm-hmm.
It's not about development is bad or progress is bad. It's that when it's done without thinking ahead, then it causes issues like we're seeing across the city. I'm massively concerned about displacement, which is why I support Proposition 10 and the repeal of Costa-Hawkins, which is why that I think that we need aggressive rent control in our city, which is why when I'm talking about business development and growing the economy, I'm talking about what do cooperatives look like, what does it look like to have technical assistance for small business, but particularly in East Oakland, so you can have development without displacement. I'm talking about creating land trusts so that we have permanently affordable housing, particularly in East Oakland. I'm talking to community about what are the legacy plans for your house. Do not sell your home to the nice man with the shiny shoes that tells you you can get four times from what, you know, what you bought, what you paid for it.
So you say your campaign is the people's campaign.
Yes, ma'am.
If you become mayor, how do you work with those two groups? You're working with old Oakland, which is the people that made Oakland its culture. And then you have new Oakland, which has brought a lot of money into the city.
We need to be telling developers that they have to treat Oakland the way they treat every other city in the state. And instead of Oaklanders paying to be developed on, they have to pay to develop here. So yes, you can come, you can build, and you've got to do things like inclusionary zoning, which means that if you want to build 400 units, 100 plus have to be for low-income people, teachers, artists.
So I'm born and raised in Oakland, and this is one of the first elections I can recall where crime isn't what's talked about the most. What do you think is the most serious issue affecting Oakland right now?
Homelessness, right? Homelessness and housing. The city is not responding to it at scale, and certainly not with the level of humanity that it requires.
So would that be the first thing you tackle?
First 100 days. First 100 days, everybody who wants shelter gets it. The short-term plan is we use city-owned warehouses that we partition, we put showers and bathrooms in. We use public land for public good and build low-cost workforce housing. We try to work out what we can with the Oakland Unified School District, and how do we lease some of those empty schools to temporarily shelter people. The city of Seattle is opening up the halls of City Hall for the unhoused. We have got to get people off the streets. It is a public safety issue for everybody.
What do you think about the tough sheds?
So I think they're open-air jails and they're chemically treated tool sheds that are not fit for human beings to live in. And I was actually talking to a pastor today who chastised me for calling them sheds. He called them doghouses.
Ooh.
And they're horrific. Not consistent water, no consistent power. The mayor at forums has said that people are in there with their chosen partners and their dogs. That's just not true. People are in there with complete and total strangers, dealing with the stress of being unhoused, and then sometimes also dealing with mental health or substance abuse issues. Can you imagine what a powder keg for conflict that is? And it's a temporary solution that's not responding to the problem at scale.
Another issue with the street conditions, dumping.
Mm-hmm. I submit the question to the people, why is it only an issue in East Oakland and West Oakland? Why do you not see trash and couches and needles and piles of dead animals in the hills? Because trash will get picked up in the hills. We need to pick it up. We need to bolster our public works department, and they need to be directed to pick it up. And the other candidates on the campaign trail, they have got these really great ideas about lowering the cost of dumping and making it more accessible to people and prosecuting and cameras. I'm not for cameras. I'm not for surveillance for black and brown people.
I was going to ask about cameras.
For black and brown people, that takes us down a whole nother road that folks aren't, you know, we're not talking about. And I don't mean to oversimplify the pain that we're all living in, because I live in West Oakland and I step over trash too. But I'm also not about making complicated explanations for what to me is a very simplistic answer. Pick it up.
So hiring more people to pick it up mm-hmm. will bring in jobs. Mm-hmm. What are your other ideas for jobs?
I would like to see us partner with Laney or Mills, some of our colleges, and create technical assistance programs for small business with a focus on East Oakland. We need career jobs training inside of our high schools. We need to make sure that all kids are going through that training and that black and brown kids aren't the ones that are distracted for that training. And then we need to be working in partnership with the trades to remove barriers to black and brown folks getting into high paying trade jobs. But we also need in our schools things like pathways to the tech industry, pathways to the medical industry, pathway, right? These high paying jobs also need to be in the schools. So I don't want us to go back to a day where we're relegating these kids to being plumbers and carpenters and these kids to being bankers and lawyers. I want to have a conversation about how do we track young Oaklanders into living wage, high paying jobs? What are the booming industries and what businesses are in control of those industries that share Oakland values?
You co-founded an organization, Anti-Police Terror Project. Mm-hmm. How are you going to work with the OPD if elected mayor?
So I just want to be clear. It's Anti-Police-Terror Project. It's not Anti-Police-Terror Project, right? And there's a reason why
did
I'm saying...
No, you didn't.
I'm saying this for the people. Because we'll have conversations. They, of course, need to have a seat at the table when we're talking about public safety. I also want to rely less on police as being the answer to every single social ill we have in society. If it doesn't require a badge and a gun, we shouldn't be sending a badge and gun. If it's a mental health crisis, we should be sending mental health workers.
So last question, how do you maintain that activist spirit going into politics, going into the seat of mayor if elected?
My activist spirit is that I unapologetically stand for the people. My activist spirit is that every decision that I make through the lens of equity and uplifting the most marginalized and impacted folks. My activist spirit is rooted in accountability and transparency to the masses, and none of that is going to change.